don't, I want to be in rebellion. He says, okay. But the only way you can be in rebellion is to be in illusion. How can you rebel if you see Krishna everywhere? It's not possible, right? If mommy and daddy are standing right there, you cannot steal the candy bar. It's not possible. If the teacher is standing over your desk, you cannot cheat on the exam. Isn't it? If you want to cheat on the exam, you have to wait till the teacher is looking at the blackboard. You can tell I have some experience of this when I was a child. So Krishna is covering us, yes? And we are put under this covering by force because we desire independence. And then the point here is that the only way to remove this covering is by Krishna. Just understanding, because we all understand, everybody here already understands. First thing we learn in Krishna consciousness is, right, the first thing we understand, I'm not this body, nanamite anumane sharire. But that is supposed to be the first thing we understand, I don't know. Huh? Theory. After sometimes 30, 40, 50 years, still people do not understand that I'm not this body, even theoretically. We will not talk more about that. But at least theoretically, we should understand I am not this body. But is that enough? The theoretical understanding, is it enough? No. Still, we become frightened. A dog barks, we become frightened.
Cockroach.
Huh?
Cockroach comes.
Cockroach comes. Oh, that happened to me, actually. Okay. Yes, you were saying that. I just came from Mayapur now, and so one day in the bathroom, in the toilet, big cockroach. And I had no means to get him out. I had no broom or anything. And the next morning when I went to wake up my deities, he was on the altar. And as soon as I went to wake up the deities, I screamed. I went, ah! Some little bug would own me. I'm sure I am more frightening to the bug than the bug is to me. But immediately I jumped. We become so frightened. So just knowing theoretically I am not this body, I cannot be hurt. I don't think Krishna mentions cockroaches in the list. But you know, I cannot be hurt by water, by wind, by fire. And still I become frightened. Yes, and we become frightened not only for the physical body, we become frightened if other people don't like us. Because we are herd animals, you understand? We're social animals. And so if the other people in my group, if they don't like me, how will I get food? How will I get shelter? So we're always frightened. Do people like me? Do they respect me? If somebody insults us, says in the Bhagavatam, insult is more painful than a physical dart. Yes? We become full of fear. So this theoretical knowledge is not enough. I have to have this veil removed by the Lord twice in his purpose, quoting this. Otherwise, so hard, Dharaktiya. Impossible, actually. Because it's the energy of God. So how will I get this veil removed? I have to convince Krishna that I want it removed. Because Eka Bhagunam Yogadati Kama, he's fulfilling my desire. If I say, Krishna, remove it, but don't remove it. I don't want to suffer anymore, but I still want to be independent. He says, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. I want to be fearless, but I still don't want to see you. He says, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. I want to see you so you can satisfy all my desires. He says, no, no, that doesn't work. How do we see him? Premanjita Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasa Bhaya Vidayesha Vilokayati Yam Shana Sundarva Tantivinasrupa. I will only see Krishna if I love him. I don't want to see people who will simply exploit me. Who wants to do that? So how will I do that? How will I love Krishna? So that I can honestly say with integrity, my dear Lord, I want to see you and serve you. I don't want to be independent anymore. And Krishna will, he's in my heart. Iswara Sarvabhutanam Rindeshara Jivajistati. And then when I say that with my mouth, I have to be saying with my heart also. If I say with my mouth, I want to serve you, I want to serve you, and with my heart I'm going, I want to be independent, and Krishna will leave me in my heart. So how can I say this also with my heart? And Srimad Bhakti Sananda says here, he's picking up from this verse, the end. Guru Devadatma. That one needs to see one's own guru as one's own God. One needs full devotion to guru. This is not a very popular idea in 2019 in most of the world. That we surrender to some guru, you know? Even when I joined ISKCON in 1973, it was not popular. I remember when I heard, this is very embarrassing, but when I first came to the temple, not when I first came to the temple, later, and this one brahmachari was preaching to me, and he was saying, why don't you come and surrender? And I said, but I don't want to follow any authority. I don't want someone to tell me what to do. This is the modern idea, yes? And this devotee, thank you very much for this devotee. He said, so many people are already telling you what to do. You already have so many authorities. You are not free from authority. And immediately I can understand he was right. He said, if you are already accepting so many authorities,